It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Is this inspired, Alex, because you watched The Bachelor last night, or is it The Bachelorette last night? Or is this because, like, a personal belief here that you want guys to come out and say, hey, are we an item or not?
Well, it's both. I was watching The Bachelorette last night, and so that's what kind of gave me this idea, but I've always felt this way. But my best friend Lauren and I were watching The Bachelorette, and basically what happened was Peter the pilot ended up asking Hannah something, and when this happened, I told my friend Lauren, I said, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I want a guy to do with me whenever I'm dating someone. And she was like, you're insane. So here is what happened on The Bachelorette.
I just want to ask you something.
Okay.
I'm like hyping this up way too much right now.
What are you asking me?
I believe that, like, being, like, intentional and, like, direct in a relationship is very important. So I wanted to, like, officially ask if you wanted to be my girlfriend. I know.
I'll
preface it with, I'm okay with you dating, like, 14 other guys at the same time.
I would love to be your girlfriend.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
We made that official. I've got a girlfriend. All right,
I like it. I have a boyfriend.
Look at that.
But, like, plus 14.
Plus 14, it's okay.
Oh, that's cute, but very cheesy. But I think it's a good point, though. I'm the guy that's weird. Like, when I dated a girl, I wanted to be, like, after 3 or 4 dates, just to, define the relationship. What are we?
So my friend Lauren says that it is normal for only young millennials to do this. She said no one else that was born before 1991 asks someone, will you be my boyfriend, will you be my girlfriend? And I disagreed with that.
I think it's the other way around. Like, if you're younger, you don't ask, will you be my significant other? It's more
really?
Like, let's just hook up. I mean, how many times have we heard stories from Liv, who's a little bit younger on the show, about all the college stuff that she, like nobody did, like, actually was in a relationship. They just hooked up and they were with each other.
My friend Lauren says that it's normal to have a conversation about being exclusive. So, like, hey, you're not dating other people. I'm not dating other people, right? But she thinks it's super immature and juvenile to say, will you be my girlfriend? And I disagree. I love when a guy clearly establishes what we are, what the expectations are, and that we're official. I like having that conversation. Every relationship that I've had since I was 15, so it started then, but now I'm 26. All the guys that I've dated in between them, that we have always had that conversation of, are we boyfriend and girlfriend?
If not, I feel like you have a commitment issue. Like, if you're not willing to do that, you're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's like, well, why? Are you afraid to be committed to that person? Or are you afraid that they're actually not going to want to be with you?
That's a good point. Are you scared of rejection?
Holy crap. Mark this down. I'm agreeing with Alex on something. 833-JOE-ALEX. Naomi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I completely agree with Alex and what Peter did, and with what you're saying, Joe, too, because I feel like it's completely direct, and it shows your intentions and where you see you want to go with a relationship. And also, it's like, I agree with what Joe just said. Like, if you're not saying anything about it, like, if you really don't want to bring it up, it's like you have a commitment issue, or you just, like, don't want to be with that person exclusively so, like, everyone can know. I want to keep you a secret or something like that. So I feel like, oh, are you doing something behind my back? So, like, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Did you hear what I said about my friend saying the only people that feel this way were born 1991 or later? So do you mind me asking what year you were born?
I was born in 2001.
Ah, so see, that's going with my friend's theory.
Ah, she's a young one. Is she even legal to call in? I don't know.
My boyfriend was born in 1990, so before 91, and he asked me to be his girlfriend.
How long
he made it official.
By the way, how long are we thinking this actually should take to make it official? Like, how quickly are we expecting the guys to step up and ask that question?
I think within 2 months, you know if you want this person to be your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Can you do it too soon? Because I feel like I would be the guy that would scare the girl away, like, whoa, bro, we haven't even met yet.
So I think that my boyfriend did it pretty soon, pretty quick. It definitely was not a month, but we knew we wanted to be together, and I was actually about to move away. And so he was like, there's no way on this planet I'm letting you move to another city without absolutely making you my girlfriend. Like, I want you in my life.
Oh,
look, I don't care how far away you are.
Player,
so
right
I think
there.
It would, but I don't think he would have done it that quickly if I wasn't going to be moving.
Stephanie's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you'd like to join in. Stephanie, you think it's more of a respect thing. What do you mean?
I mean that I feel like a long time ago, people, you know, they wanted to settle down more and get married. And now it's almost like you have to ask people, like, are we the only one dating, or do I need to worry that, you know, you're on Tinder and you've got, you know, an Instagram full of DMs?
Yeah, see, like, my insecurity alone would get me, but also it's like, I don't want to be dating you. Like if we've gone on a couple of dates, like, I want to be with you. I don't want you, like, to be hooking up with everybody that you're swiping right on Tinder.
I just cannot believe my friend thinks it's immature for a guy to say that. I think it's mature.
Now, Andrew was born in 1989, so let's see, Andrew, where do you fall on this?
I've always asked my girlfriend to be my girlfriend to make it official.
Your phone cut out. You ask your girlfriend's what?
I've always asked my girlfriend to be my girlfriend. I've always asked them to be that.
How quickly, like, are you asking?
Depends. Some have been after a month, some have been sooner than that. Depends on how things vibe with us.
All right,
yeah, any of my relationships that have turned more serious, it's always been in 1 month they ask me to be their girlfriend, and typically within 2 months they say I love you. And they always say I love you first. I never say I love you first.
Why won't you say you love somebody first?
Because I just want the guy to do that. I just want the guy. I like the guy to lead the relationship.
Are you afraid of getting hurt, though, or is it just like you want a man to be a man?
I want a man to be a man.
Okay. I want a woman to tell me she loves me because I'm really bad at saying things. Brittany's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Brittany?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You were born in 85. What up? That's me, too. What do you think?
So, my boyfriend was actually born in 82. I was born in 85, and we, like, dated, like, casually for, like, a month before he asked me to be his girlfriend, and that was 4 years ago. So, definitely. I mean, I'm with you guys. I like to know where I'm at in a relationship and where we're going and what we're doing.
When are you guys getting engaged? It's been 4 years.
Well, no.
So my friend that I'm talking about, they never had the conversation of if are we boyfriend and girlfriend. She just said they kind of just knew after so long. So they had the conversation of that being exclusive, not dating anyone else. And then they just never, like, said the words we're boyfriend and girlfriend. And then it just turned, they dated for like a year, and then it turned into an engagement. And then he just proposed.
Well, as long as there's something at the end of it, that's okay. But just like, oh, well, we're not really a thing. Like, bull crap, we've been together for 2 years, dude.
He also did not say I love you until he was proposing. When he was down on one knee, that was the first time he said, I love
you. That's like a Duggar move.
Isn't that wild?
It's very... Could you be with a guy, Alex, for 2 years and he never tells you he loves you until he pops the question?
No. I would literally explode. I would spontaneously combust if a guy did not say I love you within a couple months. Like, that would be so weird to me.
I don't even really... I'm really weird with affection because I didn't... Like, growing up in my family, like, my mom said it. My dad never said he loved me. It's weird. My brother and I now say we love each other. But it's like, even a guy like me, as emotionally messed up as I am, I would still tell a girl I love her.
Because here's the difference. People that say, like, oh, it took me 6 months to know or whatever, then I just feel like maybe you guys are not really hanging out with each other as much. When you truly spend every other day together, or at least the days you're not together, you're talking all day long and having deep conversations, and you're not sticking to surface stuff, you're, like, really getting to know each other. That's when I think the time lends itself to you knowing sooner, like, is this someone I could be in love with and have a future with? And then things move faster. But yeah, if you're super casual, then it might take longer, like 6 months or more, to say I love you. But that's why I feel like it happens faster for me, because I'm getting in there and getting to know the information.
Hey, Matt, do you think it's important to actually ask and kind of define the relationship?
Absolutely. I was born in 89, and I'm divorced with two kids, so I don't have time to waste. I need to know if the relationship is real, if it's going forward, because, you know, we got all these apps and everything. We don't know what everybody's doing and how many people they're talking to. So I want a committed relationship so I can move forward and put 100% into it.
That's what I think, too. There we go.
Oh, my God.
I feel like most people are agreeing with me, so I feel really good about that.
Alex, would you like to be a mom of two kids?
I have, you know what, I've done that route before, and I don't know that it's for me.
It's difficult. Yeah. It's not for everybody.
All right, Matt, hang on. We'll get your numbers to make sure in case Alex changes her mind.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but seriously, though, thank you, buddy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.